San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood has been going through a lot of changes recently. Redevelopment at the shipyard, new housing projects going up, and new businesses moving in. Still, Bayview's crime rates are among the highest in San Francisco. It can be a rough neighborhood to grow up in, but sometimes being in a tough place just makes you tougher.
Because I wanted to be known for something better. It was a point to prove to myself that I was better than a street fighter.
Producer Mitzi Mock has the story of one of the Bayview's greatest success stories about a young woman who fought her way to the top.
At first glance, Raquel Miller has more than a few things in common with a Hollywood heiress. She wears her hair in long, soft curls or braids, carries a bedazzled Hello Kitty iPhone case that matches her neon pink Nikes, and she always has her miniature dog in tow. Not exactly the stuff to scare you away. But if you knew Raquel in high school, any one of the high schools she attended, you might have thought twice about bumping into her.
I went to Galileo, I went to McAteer, I went to 1950, and then I ended up going to Independence High School. I didn't do that well with around a lot of my peers, and some of it was because of fighting.
Raquel is mostly getting into street fights, schoolyard brawls, and as she got older, her friends didn't miss a chance to remind her of all the times she started trouble.
Yeah, remember you did this? And I was like, be quiet. Like, shut up. Like, don't say that. I'd be embarrassed.
All this teasing eventually made her think,
I don't want to be known as this girl. Like, I didn't want to be known like that. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to box. Because I wanted to be known for something better. It was a point to prove to myself that I was better than a street fighter.
At first, Raquel figured becoming a boxer would be easy. She found a coach and told them she was ready to jump in the ring. But it turned out, becoming a boxer would take a lot of work. Work like running, weightlifting, and most of all, discipline.
I didn't want to train. I knew how to street fight, and I figured that translated into boxing. And the coach said no. Sparring was a privilege, and if I wasn't willing to put in the work, I wasn't going to spar. So I said I quit.
Over the next couple years, Raquel couldn't quite shake the feeling that she'd given up too quickly, so she tried again. This time she worked out daily, changed her diet, and even found a new coach. But after a while, she realized he wasn't really on her side.
He didn't believe the women deserved to be in the ring, and he told me that I should be a ring card girl.
You know, the women in hot pants that hold up cards announcing each round of a boxing tournament.
It took something out of me. I was like, you know what? Guys don't believe in women boxing, and usually the best coaches are males for the most part, and so I was discouraged.
Raquel thought this time she was quitting for good. But a few months later, something made her reconsider. It happened when she was traveling in Brazil with a friend.
And she just said to me, you know, what's one thing that you've always wanted to do that you've never done? And I said, I always wanted to be a boxer. So we made a promise to each other, this time, no matter what, I'm not stopping.
And for the rest of the trip, Raquel's friend wouldn't let her forget that promise. She bragged to all the locals.
She's going to be a famous boxer. She's going to the Olympics.
Now, when most of us make promises to our friends, it's generally for things like keeping a secret or showing up for a special occasion. Things that fit comfortably in the realm of possibility. But when Raquel made this pact, back in 2010, she made a much bigger promise. One that teetered on crazy. With less than 2 years before the Olympic Games in London, the first to ever include women's boxing, she promised her friend and herself that she would earn a spot on Team USA. And that meant spending all her coming days in the ring.
So, sir, how you feeling?
Good.
Ready to put this work in?
Yep, let's work.
That's Jairo Escobar, one of Raquel's current trainers. They grew up a couple blocks away from each other in the Bayview. Now they meet several nights a week at World's Gym on 16th and Mission to practice sparring and study techniques.
Hey, did you see those videos I was talking about?
I did.
What'd you think about it? You kind of see what I'm talking about?
I definitely saw the Pacquiao video. Exactly, yeah. What he was doing.
Like when he was in the inside, he actually knew how to pop, pop.
And this little punches.
Yeah, and he knew where like his hands were at all times. Okay. Yeah.
This time around, Raquel committed her life to boxing. And according to Jairo, what she lacked in experience, she quickly made up for in work ethic and instinct.
Because boxing is not just fighting. It's not brawling. It's technique. It's work. You know, sometimes you lose fights based on just stamina. Raquel doesn't slack. And it's like every day she gets better. She's just getting better and better.
No one's had a better view of Raquel's transformation than her sister, Tanisha. she often stops by to watch Raquel train.
Who's cooking dinner tonight? You. No, you missed. How many did she miss? Five times when she stopped?
When Raquel started training again, her car was broken down, and Tanisha was her daily ride.
And I would come and stay in the car and fall asleep or whatever I had to do just to be there to give her a ride back home when she was done with practicing.
When no one believed, when I was really hungry, when I was like tired and sweaty, and she was the one that said, just keep going. Like, I believe. They don't have to believe. I believe.
So Raquel kept going, kept believing. And what's amazing is how little time it took for Raquel to become a boxer, a really good boxer. In less than 2 years, she started winning national tournaments and qualified for the World Championships in Beijing, a precursor to the Olympics in London.
Well, Miller in the red corner, not even boxing 2 years.
It was the first time Tanisha couldn't be there to cheer Raquel on in person. So she woke up every morning at 2 a.m., to watch the fights online.
And I'm like, oh my God, you can do it. Go, baby girl. I'm like seeing all this stuff like I would normally say if I was there. It's like seeing, you know, my kid in there, not just fighting, but pursuing her dream.
Congratulations to Raquel Miller of San Francisco, USA.
Raquel, she won a silver medal in China and was selected to go to the Olympic Games in London as part of the first U.S. women's boxing team. But this time, it would only be as an alternate.
I prayed endlessly to go to London. And I would talk to God, and I would say, God, you know, just let me go to London. God, I want to go to London. I want to go to London. And I was like, God gave me my wish. I kept saying, God, I want to go to London. I should have said, God, I want to go compete in London and be an Olympian, not just here. So I got what I wished for. So this time when I pray, I said, God, I want to go compete in Rio. God, I want to win a gold medal.
To make it to Rio in 2016, Raquel is training multiple times a day, starting with a morning run.
So, what are you listening to today?
I have a mixture.
Raquel used to hit the treadmill. Now she prefers running in her own neighborhood.
I would run by all these streets that I've grown up on. All these streets where I have all these memories, and people from the community would start honking at me and, you know, throwing me peace signs and, you know, pump it up.
Many of the people cheering her on were the same classmates she'd been in fights with. They told her that seeing her train inspired them to pursue their own goals.
I just realized that me boxing, it mended the broken bridges that I've broken as we grew up when we were fighting over stupid things and didn't really understand. And when these kids see me running up and down these streets early in the morning and people see me shadow boxing, they're going to know that I come from where you come from. I'm just like you. I'm no different. We can do anything we set our mind to.
Raquel and her sister Tanisha are finding other ways to give back too. They founded a nonprofit for girls in the Bayview called Ladies in Power. It provides workshops on everything from financial responsibility to cervical cancer awareness. They're closed at the moment, but this coming year, they hope to relaunch with after-school programming. But for now, Raquel's main focus is the 2016 Olympics in Rio.
I'm hungry to prove to myself that I can do what I set out to do. I want to be able to go and get me my own gold medal. Brazil was where it started, so Brazil is where it's going to end.
It's a goal that Raquel is proud to say she's going to fight for. For Cross Currents, I'm Mitzi Mock.